Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Welcome to Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. Congratulations, you have arrived at the right place. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light, love. Join us each week for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path. Now, here's your host, Jennifer Longmore.
Welcome, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to Soul Purpose Central. I'm your host, Jennifer Longmore. So thrilled you're here. I have a very special guest and a very powerful woman here with us today who I'm going to introduce in a moment. But before I do that, I'm really, really excited to announce that I've listened to a lot of your feedback and your requests. And although I haven't taught in person for a little bit, I am actually going to be hosting an Akashic Record intensive training, levels 1 through 3, in Sedona this year, September 21st to the 23rd. There is limited seating available. I know it's going to fill up quickly, so I really want to invite you to visit www.souljourneys.ca and check out the events page so that you can reserve your space. This is likely going to be the last time I teach it in person before I hand it completely over to my team. So if you're feeling called to be there, definitely would love to see you and meet you in person and share a very, very profound journey, not only in the Akashic Records, but in one of the most powerful places on the planet. So with that said, I'll leave that for now and introduce our very special guest for today. She is one very impressive lady. It's Amethyst Wildfire, who's the co-founder of TheEnergyJourney.com. She is a multidimensional visionary and transformational spiritual leader and a divine wisdom channel. She specializes in serving highly influential systemic change agents, coaches, trainers, speakers, artists, healers, and so much more to really move through their fear so that they can live in their highest level of service on the planet. She is the originator, along with her divine business partner, Mikhail Sami Kumara, hopefully I said that right, Amethyst, she'll correct me, of the Core Path, the Energy Foundations for Divine Wealth Intensive, which is a powerful energy journey program for evolving entrepreneurs, which creates a sacred space of transformation for their clients, within which they service their own inner strengths, achieve greater clarity, cultivate greater openness to source, reveal hidden gifts and talents, and energize to implement their own mission and purpose in the world. She is also an award-winning entrepreneur, an initiated shamaness in the Inca tradition, a naturally ordained crystal singing bowl sound therapist, and a published author of several books. We can go on and on, but for now I want to bring Amethyst on the show. Welcome, Amethyst.
Thank you, Jennifer. Clearly it's time for me to revise my biography. It's not so stinking long.
You know, it's funny. People read your bio, right? And you're like, is that?
Yeah, it's very funny. And you know, we are, of course, required to put together bios for these sorts of opportunities that come along. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, you know, you have to make sure that you keep it real for people. So I want to make sure that everybody understands that, yes, I've accomplished a lot. And I'm very grateful for all of the work that's come through me. And at the same time, I am, like, definitely a person, too. I put my pants on the same way as everyone else does, one leg at a time. I have a cat that needs his cat box, you know, cleaned out. And he needs to be fed on a regular basis.
You have to get your hands dirty.
So I have a 16-year-old son, you know, so I'm a regular person, too.
Well, I know that, and I'm glad you shared that. And actually, what will help illuminate that even more is to share a bit of how you got here, how you went from being where you were to living on purpose and doing what you do now.
Sure. Yeah, so up until about a dozen years ago, I guess, not maybe 9 years ago now, I was a real estate developer and common interest community consultant, and I was doing work for things like the U.S. Agency for International Development and Department of Housing and Urban Development and the World Bank and big Fortune 500 developers and had an awakening experience. And during that time, in 2002 time frame, between 2001 and 2002, I realized that I couldn't be doing that work anymore and had to make a shift in my life, and came into my partner's office one day in late November, early December of 2002, and said, I'm all done, after having my first angel reading and a clearing of my house. He looked at me and he said, well, what are you going to do? And I had been making jewelry for a little while as I was going through a divorce process with my first husband. A friend of mine taught me how to make jewelry. So the stones and the crystals were actually working with me through that process. At the time, I was pretty unconscious around how they were working with me. But, you know, in retrospect, I know they were working with me. So they were working with me on the jewelry piece. And then I said to my partner that day when I walked in, he said, well, what are you going to do? And what fell out of my mouth was, I'm going to be a crystal healer. And I had never even had one, Jennifer. So I didn't even know what I was saying. And that initiated my journey into, you know, a decade of really getting aligned with my purpose, recollecting my soul gifts and talents, you know, became a published author, became an award-winning sound therapist with a CD that was completely channeled, opened and closed a healing art center and art gallery, became a juried artist, you know, just stepped into claiming a lot of pieces of myself that had been just disowned and unrealized in the first almost 40 years of my life. So it's been quite the journey, and you know, lots of trying on of different. I think the last decade for me has been trying on different hats and different costumes and different lifestyles and experiences, and every time I feel like I'm finding a spot where I'm feeling a little bit comfortable, the universe comes along and pushes me again and says, oh, yeah, that's good. You did the artist thing. Now go do this other thing. Or, oh, that's good. You did the author thing. Now go do this other thing. And I don't know about you, Jennifer, but I feel like I've had, I don't know, seven lifetimes in the last decade.
Yeah, that sounds like a good number. Well, I'm curious to know, and I'm just kind of picking up on the listeners' questions here, because a lot of us look at life and we think of all the things that we want to do and all the hats we want to try on, etc. And there's something that happens between wanting it and actually doing it. So who did you need to become, or what was the energy that you needed to embody to really step into a lot of these different experiences?
Wonderful question, Jennifer. And it kind of goes right to the core of my own work, which is now an amalgamation of all of the pieces of work that I did to move myself through that process.
Mm-hmm.
And incorporates not only all of the spiritual technologies, but also the life experience from 20 years as a real estate developer. So to answer the question directly, I think probably the short answer is I needed to be guided and have facilitators come into my life who were skilled in the art of bringing my soul potential into the physical body. And that's a big piece of the work that I do with my partner at this point, is helping people to realize their fullest potential. Because our soul, our light body, carries with it enormous potential.
Mm-hmm.
It carries with it the experience of many lifetimes, and it carries with it, you know, the blueprint for this particular lifetime. And for so many people, we come in to the planet and something happens to send us off track, kind of off our soul's destiny path. And what needs to happen is you need to be able to connect with someone who has the skills, who has the technology, who has the capacity to do destiny retrieval, to help you to get back onto the path that your soul was destined to walk in this lifetime. And destiny retrieval is something that happens only after several rounds of, or at least for me, it happened only after several rounds of other levels of healings and clearings and retrievals that bring back lost soul parts and clear out old contracts and, you know, illuminate the psychic sludge that has been accumulated in our light body, in our energy field. So, you know, it's a process, and it's also something that can be facilitated by people who are skilled and who have the capacity, like you do. You know, you have capacity to go into the Akashic Records and say, look, this is the life that you're supposed to have, right? And so that, you know, in a nutshell is what I had to do, was I had to be willing and willing to not only embrace the parts of myself that I was recollecting, but also willing to let go of the old stories of lack and limitation and victimhood and, you know, poor me-isms, I guess, that collect over the course of a lifetime of experiences that can be very traumatic. So I don't want, you know, people to think I'm taking this lightly, because I've had some pretty traumatic experiences in my lifetime, and I know that there are people who are listening who have also had traumatic experiences. Mm-hmm. And the question is, are you going to live there forever, or are you going to harvest from that and create
Well, let's pause there and leave people with that thought, because it is actually a very activating, sort of paradigm-shifting question to be in for a moment, to really, you know, it's one thing to consciously think we want out of that space. It's another thing to step into it. So let's leave everyone with that question for now. We're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back in a moment.
Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Tune into Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light love. Join us each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for Soul Purpose Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
As many as 96% of Americans are extremely deficient in iodine. Hi, this is Paul from Seeing Earth Nutrition. Thankfully, there's a simple step many of us are already taking to help boost the protective benefits of iodine within the thyroid and literally every cell within our body, Emerald C. Emerald C is a rich and rare natural source of iodine from the most nutrient-dense species of seaweed on the planet. If there's enough iodine in our bodies, radioactive fallout is no longer able to concentrate in the thyroid, and it will simply pass through. This is just one of the many benefits of natural food-based iodine. It not only helps to ensure proper operation of the thyroid and our entire endocrine system, it helps to protect this vital gland from the dangers of radioactive fallout. Knowing this, we can take prudent precautionary steps to protect ourselves and loved ones from any potential radioactive dangers, including those we already face every day. To purchase Emerald Sea, visit Sea, that's S-E-A, and Earth.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. If you're just joining us now, my name is Jennifer Longmore, host of Soul Purpose Central, and today we are with the one and only Amethyst Wildfire. And before the break, she is sharing with us part of our journey, but we were also talking about destiny retrieval. And Amethyst, I'm wondering, you know, what are the benefits of doing that? Like, what are the results that you've seen, or, like, sorry, specific case examples of what you've seen when people have done that work with you?
Yeah, sure. Great question. So, you know, one of the things that you do work with, Jennifer, is Soul Purpose. And there are a lot of people out there who are, you know, kind of searching for their purpose or wondering about their purpose or maybe feeling guilty even, like, oh, I'm not living up to my purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And what I've discovered is, and I will use a particular case study of one of my clients. Her name is Suzanne Falter Barnes. She was a New York Times bestselling author. Has been an internet-based coach trainer for the last 13 years. So she's kind of like a grandmother of the internet. And when she came to work, and she already had like a six-figure business, a mid-six-figure business when she came to work with me. And when she came to work with me, that was her main pain point, was I know I am not living up to my full potential. I know I'm not doing all the things I'm supposed to be doing here. She knew it at a very deep level. And she was, in a lot of ways, very frustrated because she felt like she just, no matter what she did, she wasn't able to find the dime, you know, to get on her dime or to align with what she knew in the very core of her being she was supposed to be doing. She knew she was supposed to be serving a lot more people in a lot more powerful ways. And so we did some work together, and as a result of that work, she actually transformed her entire life. She divorced her husband of 25 years, moved across the country to San Francisco, got a new business partner, completely reformed her business. She used to be Get Known Now. That used to be her website. And now she's the Spiritual Marketing Quest, which is, you know, really her work. And it's her deepest work, and it's her destiny work. And it's amazing because I have before and after photographs of working with her. And it's like, you know, you can see in the before that there's almost like, it's like a shell is there. The whole being is not arrived yet in the body. The full potential is not embodied. And when you look at the after pictures, you can see she's radiating her gift.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she's totally in her skin and embodying all of her soul's potential.
Mm-hmm.
And after, you know, 90 days of working together, to translate it into really concrete results, within 90 days of our working together, she increased her business revenues by 300%.
Mm.
And part of what I want to share about the practical side of this is people are becoming much more energetically attuned. And it's not like we weren't before, but we're even more conscious of our awareness of energy. So when somebody comes into a space where a teacher or a trainer or a coach or a speaker is presenting something, which Suzanne was doing a lot, she was flying around the country a lot and presenting her her work and presenting her offers, when they're not fully bringing all of their stuff to the table, they are going to attract, but they're not going to attract at their fullest potential, and they're certainly not going to attract the divine ideal clients that they can work with. They'll often attract clients that are really a challenge, or maybe they might even have difficulty attracting clients at all if they're really far off the track of destiny. And and it's very painful for these people because they know they have a big gift to share and they can't seem to get it together in order to share it the way they can feel inside them that they know they're supposed to be. Does that make sense?
Well, I know that you work a lot with entrepreneurs. That seems to be a space that is where you're being called to work right now. So what does that look like when you're working with entrepreneurs? What are the kinds of things that you do with folks?
So right now, I'm actually in transition myself, and I'm moving from specifically focusing on entrepreneurs to focusing on what I've been asked to work with by the upstairs team, which is messengers. And messengers are people who are here with a calling or a purpose to create some kind of change in the world. And the message is often a very different, it's like a paradigm shifting message for whatever field of expertise that they're in. And the work is really around helping them to feel empowered and clear and grounded and with solid and integrous boundaries, you know, being impeccable, having a lot of integrity. And our work, what we do with them is we help them through our inner clarity intensive and provide them with a toolbox that helps them to transform themselves, but then that they can also go out and use when they come around the spiral again and move into another space of growth for themselves. I think the biggest message that I want to share with people is that anyone who is in this destiny work, in this soul purpose work, part of the invitation is to remember that this is an evolving process. And we are always moving and evolving and growing and expanding. And with each turn of the spiral, we can face new challenges, new opportunities for growth. And it helps to have with us a toolbox that will allow us to navigate that with ease and grace. So our work is really focused on not only facilitating that transformation, and the facilitation may include shamanic work, it may include sound work, it may include some other spiritual technologies that we have at our disposal, including word deconstruction and karmic contract rewriting and extraction and soul retrieval. There's all kinds of tools that we have in our toolbox. Our work is very specifically designed to not only move people through those transformations, but to equip them. So we've chosen to take the technologies that we have been gifted with and systematize them in a way that's easily accessible for the people that we work with and simplified. So when they do come into a new turn on the spiral, they have that toolbox that they can go back to.
I love that. That's just such essential work to being in that role, and I don't know that folks always connect the dots. So why, as a business owner, why as a messenger do I need to do that work?
Well, first of all, when you have done the work, then you are not spending a lot of your time caught up in drama, trauma, or spinning your wheels. You are able to take and crystallize your vision into reality and take really powerful action steps towards making it happen in the world. You know, we were gifted with these visions. We're gifted with these dreams. We're gifted with these messages not to hold them, you know, close to the chest and hiding in the closet somewhere. We're gifted with these because Spirit is asking for us to live into, you know, the destiny that we came to live into. And mm-hmm. so when we choose to go through these pieces of work, we actually are in the process of reclaiming our power. The power that we were born with, the power that our soul has available to us at our disposal when we move through the psychic debris, the blocks, the stories, the dramas, the traumas, the contracts, the ancestral, you know, family curses, all of those things that keep us small. And they allow us, this work allows us to be the big us that we came to be and to be humble at the same time, Jennifer. Because mm-hmm. there's a difference between being big because you've blown yourself up, but you're really only full of hot air, right? And yep. being the real big you that you're here to be, that's firmly grounded and physically present in your body, you know, still having to do normal things like wash the dishes and go to the bathroom and all of that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I love
that. So the work really is an invitation to merge that spirit with the physical, to mm-hmm. make that bridge between the spiritual and the practical. Our work, while it may sound somewhat woo-woo, has absolutely got huge practical implications. And I'll share one more client story with you. I have a mentor, Lisa Sasevich, who is also a client of mine. And after she and I did some work together, the work was intended to help her to step into her power and really hold her power and stand in her power and deliver the work that she's here to deliver into the world without feeling like she was getting pulled in a lot of different directions, so that she could stay focused and concentrated and really live into her purpose. And after we did our work together, she doubled her seven-figure business. Mm. So a seven-figure business is over $1 million. She mm-hmm. doubled her seven-figure business after we worked together. And beyond that, when you get to that level, what I want people to really understand is it's not about, you know, is it a five-figure business, a six-figure business, a seven-figure business, a 22-figure business. The real question is, are you living your fullest potential, and mm-hmm. have you created a business that is poised, energetically grounded to deliver your work into mm-hmm. the world? Because any of these people are going to be entrepreneurs. That's the way that this work gets delivered into the world, is through the entrepreneurship, or the vessel. It's a ship.
Right.
The entrepreneurship is the vessel through which people are delivering their great work into the world.
Right. Well, let's talk more about entrepreneurship when we come back from the break, because I know you're going to go into greater detail about that.
Yep.
So we're going to take a quick break, but we'll be right back in a moment.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Tune into Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light love. Join us each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for Soul Purpose Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path. Lower back pain. What is it costing you? Lost wages? Repeated doctor visits? Painkillers that don't work? Just not doing the things you love? The newly patented VacuFactor relieves that pain simply, inexpensively, and from the privacy of your own home. The patented VacuFactor works using vacuum pressure. This pressure stretches muscles, restoring the proper nerve function and reducing the possibility of disc failure. Finally, a simple, effective treatment that works.
For more information about the VacuFactor or to order yours, call 800-676-9320 or visit vacupractor.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Welcome back, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. We're speaking with Amethyst Wildfire today. And before the break, she was sharing about entrepreneurship. But I know that there's a greater detailed explanation of what you really mean when you're talking about entrepreneurship. So I wanted to create lots of space for you to be able to share that.
Yeah, great. Thank you, Jennifer. So,
you're welcome.
You know, what we were saying before the break was anybody who's got this big purpose and mission and calling is going to be delivering that through their entrepreneurship. And so it's not only the destiny work with your own soul that the work takes itself to another level. It takes itself to the level of how are you managing and mastering the energy that runs through your business? Because the business actually has a energetic field of its own. It is, in this country, you know, a corporation is considered a legal entity. And energetically, it is. It's a separate entity from you. And so part of our work with our clients also includes helping them to come into some kind of a right relationship with their entrepreneurship and lay those energetic foundations in place that will allow them to manage the flow of energy that goes through that vessel in the form of products, programs, and services going out and in the form of money coming in. And so what I want to circle back to the story I was telling about Lisa Sasevich. What was beautiful in watching her be able to move from, you know, from the place where she was to the place that we were able to take her in holding her power was that not only did she create a multi-7-figure business, but she's serving infinitely more people through that business, and she's also able to use the amount of wealth that she's generating in incredibly positive ways. So I just was at the eWomen Network Foundation conference in Dallas, Texas, and Lisa was the foundation, I can't remember what they called it, the foundation something or other. She was honored at the event. The foundation hero, that's what it was. She was the foundation hero of the year. She was honored at that event because she actually created $186,000 for the foundation.
Mm.
And the foundation does all kinds of wonderful things, like, you know, give money to young entrepreneurs who are, you know, single moms, or, you know, just all kinds of amazing things that eWomen Network Foundation does. So what happens when you really step into your power and really step into your destiny is you move beyond just taking care of yourself and surviving, or even just, you know, trying to get the message out there into the world because you're driven by the message. You become more of a steward of wealth. You have the opportunity to step into a space where you become a steward of wealth and a redistributor of wealth, which is a powerful, powerful thing to do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it all starts with you making the decision that it's time to really step into your destiny and to invest in the work, both inner and outer work, that's required. And the choices that people have in front of them today are huge, wide. I mean, our capacity to create anything we want is just exponentially more available to us than has ever been at any time in the history of humanity. And we have within our grasp and within our own soul the powers to create any kind of reality that we want. So today I was talking on the phone to somebody who was looking for some help. And she was sharing with me how valuable her work is and how amazing it is when people work with her. And yet she said that she made $125 last month. And I said, do you know something? And she, and her issue, what she was saying her issue was that she wasn't valuing herself enough. And then towards the end of the conversation, she said, well, I really highly value my work. And I said, no, you don't. I had to be truthful and honest with her. You don't honor your work. You do not value your work.
Mm-hmm.
If all you have generated is $125, you're not valuing your work at all.
Mm-hmm.
You're indulging in a hobby.
Mm-hmm.
Which may make you feel good because you feel like you're helping people, but you're not doing your great work in the world. You're not creating anything of lasting value, and you don't value your work. You don't value yourself, and you don't value your work.
So true.
Yeah.
It's amazing how many stories we can tell ourselves in our business when we're not getting the results that we think we want to get or need to get or should get.
And what happens when we step into that destiny line is we have to let go of a lot of stories, not just the stories we tell ourselves about our own worth, but the stories that we tell ourselves about the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's all kinds of stories that people have about, oh, I couldn't be an Akashic Record reader and charge $5,000 or $10,000 or $100,000, you know what I mean? Because Akashic Record readers only get $100. Well, that's a story, right?
Yeah.
You can charge any amount of money that you want, and you will receive whatever you choose to create. And that doesn't mean that you aren't going to have a lot of no's along the way. There are, of course, like this lady today. She only made $125 last month. She's not going to be able to engage in my work because it's just not, she has chosen not to create a reality that makes my work available to her at this moment in time.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But she has the potential within her to create for herself all kinds of monetary flow.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know that one of the things that, and I wanted to mention this now before we head off to our next break, is that you have a program called The Core Path, which is the energies
Energy Foundations for Divine Wealth Intensive.
Yep.
And you're actually offering a special gift for everyone listening today, which is a free strategy session available on the page, along with many other things that come with the other free gift that you're offering. So if folks can visit www.theenergyjourney.com/core-path-2, you'll be able to see all of the gifts that Amethyst has for you there. And also, that is the same gift where there's energy tips and tools and a heartbeat of the Mother Earth Energy Journey audio. So that's a lot of free stuff.
I hope that's there. I want to share with you, I am going through transition, so I want to make sure that people actually get the gifts.
Okay.
And I'm not 100% sure, and I'm not going to go to the computer right now because we're in the middle of a conversation, so let me give another URL just to make sure that everything is fine on the back end for people.
Okay.
I'd love to invite people to go to www.yesimworthit.com.
Oh.
Yesimworthit.com.
So yes, and I am worth it, or yes, I'm worth it?
Yes, I am worth it.
Okay.
.com.
And they'll see
And when they get there is an opportunity to apply for strategy session. There is a subscription to my e-zine. And there is also a audio. I don't think it's connecting to the heartbeat of the mother. I think the audio that we have on there is Let's Talk About Money. Because, you know, let's face it, we have to talk about money, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If we're going to bring our message out into the world in any powerful way, it requires that we have money to invest in our business,
mm-hmm.
and it requires that we ask for money in exchange for our services. One of the fun mm-hmm. things that I'm doing as I move into my new piece of work, it's Yes, I'm Worth It with I Am. Yes, I am. So,
mm-hmm.
Yes, I am worth it.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
.com.
Well, we're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, I'd actually like to talk more about some tangible tips, taking this example that you just gave with this woman, and give people some practical tips around how they can shift from knowing their potential to being their potential. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back in a moment.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Tune into Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light love. Join us each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for Soul Purpose Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path.
Is Egypt calling you? Are you dreaming of taking a spiritual pilgrimage to one of the most magical destinations on the planet? Being in Egypt immerses you in the realm of infinite possibilities. The veils are thinner, your connection to your full potential more accessible, and your heart opens more easily. Picture yourself meditating inside the Great Pyramid, exploring the sacred temples in exclusive visits, and cruising down the Nile on a luxurious sailing yacht. If you're interested in travel that transforms and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman author of The Temples of Light for a Spiritual and Healing Journey to Egypt this November. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Welcome back, everyone. Thanks for joining us for the last bit of our show today with the one and only Amethyst Wildfire. And before the break, she was sharing an example of someone who was wanting to be in business and really had some, I'll say, pain points around her money story. So, Amethyst, what are some tangible things people can do to, I'm not so much talking about shifting their money story, although that's a piece, but to really step into being a steward?
Yeah, great, great question. So I was talking earlier about these, the energy foundations that need to be in place in your business. And one of the things that we have discerned is that there are five pillars that need to be in place in order to have any kind of successful, thriving business. And the five pillars of entrepreneurship are strategy, communication, organization, revenue generation, and execution. So I want to also share with your audience that they don't have to write all that down, because I have a nice handout for them at theenergyjourney.com/handout. And it has all of the five pillars of entrepreneurship on there. So in this case, strategy obviously is a piece that she's missing at the very practical level. Just at the practical level, strategy is a piece that she's missing. And revenue generation. It's very holistic. Everything is kind of interconnected, but you can separate each of those pillars of entrepreneurship out. And so I want to share with you another conversation I had yesterday with another person who had gone through a book writing program a few years ago, and I had gone through the same book writing program, and so I was going back around and kind of following up with all those people who had been in that book writing program to see whether they'd moved their message along into the world. And she told me a story that she was working with this guy, and she was coaching him, and she was working with him 10 hours a week. And I said, really? 10 hours a week? Live. Working with him live 10 hours a week. And I said, so how much are you getting for working with this person live 10 hours a week, 2 hours a day? She's like, oh, it's so great. I'm with him. I'm really in the coaching. It's wonderful. I get so much joy out of it. And I'm like, great. How much are you making to be able to, what kind of a fee are you charging for that? That's huge, to spend 10 hours a week with somebody. She got $600 a week for being with this person for 10 hours every two hours every single day. So now let's compare that, right? Here's this person working one-on-one. Now this is the strategy piece. This would fall under the strategy piece. Here's this woman working one-on-one and getting basically $60 an hour to work with this person. Now let's take instead and leverage her time. Leverage is a magic word, and it's a very strategic word. So let's take and leverage her time so that now instead of serving one person in those 10 hours, let's say she's serving 10 people in those 10 hours. And even if she's serving those 10 people in that 10 hours for the same $60 an hour, she's added a zero to the end of her weekly paycheck. She's now gone from 600 to 6,000. And so you can imagine how valuable your intimate time is, your one-on-one time is, when you do that math. So, for example, let's go back to Lisa, my client as well as my mentor, Lisa Sasevich. You don't make $4 million in a year by serving everybody individually. You must create structures that will allow you to serve multiple people simultaneously. And that is a huge, huge insider, quote unquote, insider secret to being able to actually bring your message out into the world in the most powerful of ways. Doing teleseminars, doing small group coaching programs over the phone, doing large group coaching programs and masterminds. Having retreats like the retreat that you're going to have. My next core path is a live intensive, and we're having people come to New Hampshire during the foliage season. It's going to be a beautiful time of year for people to come to New Hampshire. And when you have a group program and you are appropriately valuing your work and appropriately valuing the transformation that's going to happen for the people after they've moved through your work, then you can command in the marketplace any number you want. I know there are people who are commanding six figures for their mastermind, five and six figures for their mastermind. My mentor is one of them. She has people who are investing $100,000 to spend a year in her mastermind with her. I also know there are people that have $1 million masterminds. So, you know, the sky's the limit. You can go anywhere you want. And there's plenty of room at the top. The marketplace is crowded where everybody's charging $100.
Mm.
It's really super crowded there. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of competition. And nobody who's charging $100 an hour is appropriately valuing their life experience. If you're in your middle age, you have life experience that's worth more than $100 an hour, just plain life experience.
Mm-hmm.
Never mind the energetic stuff. You know, I mean, I love my energetic work, and it's a huge, 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 it provides massive amounts of leverage. The energetic work provides massive amounts of leverage to shift your momentum onto the path that you belong on. Because when you get in this rut of being off your track and you continue down that path, you're building momentum towards the wrong destination. It requires a lot of energy to stop that forward motion in the wrong direction and shift to the correct path and then get the ship moving again.
Mm.
So that's why the energy work is so powerfully important. Because you can shift in an instant for somebody by stopping time and applying some of these energetic technologies. You can shift something for somebody in an instant, in a miracle moment that they might have been working on at the physical or emotional or mental level for years.
Mm-hmm. Incredible. Well, I'm sure there's way more for us to chat about. And it's amazing how much time flies when we're having fun. So we've kind of reached that point for today. But I'm so grateful that you've shared so much wisdom and enthusiasm and energy on the call today. I have no doubt that everyone had at least one aha moment when they were listening. So grateful that you joined us today, Amethyst, and so grateful to all of you for tuning in today and being with us. I wish you all a wonderful day and a wonderful week, and look forward to connecting in with you again next week. Namaste.
Thank you, Jennifer, for having me.
You're welcome.
And don't forget, Jennifer's got a call tonight.
You've been listening to Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert, here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Jennifer each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path. To find out more about Jennifer Longmore, visit her on her site at souljourneys.com. Dot C-A.